We're going to podcast without a cause on this episode of 90s Tunes with Avery and Lena. That's all I got.
I just want to break in the who put the bada bang 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 up chuck the boogie. Totally nailed it.
Nailed it, yes.
It wasn't until about like 3 years ago I realized what the name of this song was. I thought he was actually singing words. And then I was like, oh, he's not, and this is the name of the song.
So we are doing the album Devil Without a Cause by Kid Rock.
Yes. 1999 album?
1998, August 18th, 1998.
Oh, why did I think 99?
Because you're often drunk.
This might be the closest that we ever get to Pamela Anderson Lee.
Oh, that's a good Canadian connection right off
the bat.
That's
not my Canadian connection, but it might be the closest we get because they were married to her.
Yes.
They were?
They were. The whole band. Everybody in the band.
He was married to her. She calls him Bob. I saw her documentary and she talked about Bob. Born Robert James Ritchie in 1971. He was into hip hop. Oh, wait. I have my Canadian connection.
Okay.
His sister is Jill Ritchie, and she's an actress, not very well known. She was on an episode of Arrested Development featuring Canadian Michael Cera.
I didn't know Michael Cera was Canadian.
Oh, God, am I making that up?
But if she was on an episode of Arrested Development, you know who is Canadian? Super Dave Osborne.
Oh, was he on that?
I think he's Canadian.
Was he on that? Yeah. I think, he is. Now I need to look up. Is Michael, I'm pretty sure he is. Michael Cera. Now I'm like, oh, yeah. He is Canadian.
Who's Michael Cera or
yes.
Super Dave?
I didn't look up Super Dave. So anyway, he was into hip hop. He was in a group called the Beast Crew in the late 80s. He opened for Boogie Down Productions. He had toured with people like Ice Cube. He was on the debut album of Insane Clown Posse. His second album, actually, his debut was 1990, second album 93. And that in 93, it became more rock. 94, Uncle Cracker became his backing DJ. I didn't know this about Uncle Cracker. I knew of Uncle Cracker, but I didn't know the connection.
Mm-hmm.
I knew they were have a similar vibe. There were more instruments, more rock bands. They realized he could sing. His concert had more light shows and pyrotechnics.
Mm-hmm.
96 was his third album. Then he started dressing as like a 70s pimp. He had a real gun that he put down his pants. It might have been loaded. We don't know. He took on a more party persona. He signed with Atlantic, and then made this album. Oh, yeah. August of 1998.
Yes.
But here's the thing. He has this persona. It kind of reminds me a bit of Eminem, who is on this album.
Yes,
he is.
Because
they became friends. Like, he was like trailer park trash. I can't talk, or that he had this rough life. Yeah, he grew up in a large ass house with a big property with apple orchards and horses about 29 miles north of Detroit. His father owned car dealerships. So he has this whole persona of being like not how he grew up.
Oh, yeah. That's been well documented.
Yeah. It takes away some credibility somehow to me. And like, I don't know. I actually, it's not even that. I just find it funny that he has this persona and it's different than what he grew up. There was lots and lots and lots of research about him, but I just kind of pared it down today. We've been listening to this album for a while, just with the way things work. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yes, it has.
You would think I'd remember all the names of the songs and all that, but no, they kind of, yeah, but I don't. So we'll talk about it. I feel like I need a shower after listening to Kid Rock.
Probably.
I feel like I want to read some feminist manifesto after listening to Kid Rock. But some songs I surprisingly really liked by Kid Rock.
Good.
I laughed a couple of times. I cringed a couple of times. I sang along a couple of times. So what made you choose this?
I just wanted something different. And to be honest, I I didn't know what was on the album, but once I started listening, I knew more what was on the album. Like, I knew the Bawadi.
Wait, I wrote it down. Bawadaba?
Yeah. Let's just go with that. I knew that song because it was pretty popular.
Cowboy.
Yeah. And so I really wanted to do it because I think Kid Rock is pretty fun. Not that I agree with all of his political statements lately.
No.
I want to say that.
I like to separate the artist from the real person many times in my life.
Yes, I think that's what I definitely had to do with this album and this artist.
I even had to do it with the lyrics within this album. Well, yeah, maybe not political, but just...
There was some cringeworthy lyrics, but there was also some fun stuff. And
then there were some great lyrics.
Uh-huh.
I think we will both agree the best lyric came from... In the song Devil Without a Cause from Josie.
Yes.
Do you want to say it?
I'm 3'9", but with a 10-foot dick.
With a 10-foot dick.
He is actually 3'9", yes. But I do not know if he actually does have a 10-foot dick.
Now, I looked into him. He was like the hype man for Kid Rock, a little person. I guess they thought he was like he was showing up at concerts and Kid Rock was like, hey, what's this kid doing at the concerts? Because he would stand on tables and be singing. He was like, you have some like good energy. I'm going to add you. I can't sing. Whatever. We'll add you. So, yeah. Hype man. Sadly, he died November 2000 of complications from celiac disease, which is kind of you don't think of that. These days, because it's a little more prevalent, a little more known.
Mm-hmm.
In 1997, he posed for an album for the rapper Shortcut with two naked strippers, and a photo lab like reported it, saying it was child pornography. And the next day, the investigation was closed because he was like, I'm 23. He was in wrestling, like he was on a couple of SmackDowns.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
We're on a couple of, I think, like... interviews or vignettes and stuff. So there was some.
Maybe we'll have to look that up for a Wrestling Outside the Ring podcast episode.
Yes.
With Avery, Lena, and Danny.
And do you happen to have a Canadian connection around this?
I do.
I figure you did because I could hear you listening to some things. So.
So Josie and Kid Rock both on this album, believe it or not.
It's not just Josie's album.
Clearly. They were also on. The South Park Bigger, Louder, and Uncut soundtrack with the song Kyle's Mom is a Big Fat Bitch. Also on that soundtrack were characters Terrence and Philip, who are fictional characters, but from Canada.
From Canada.
But to add more Canadian Anna to it, they did a song called Oh Canada with...
Michael Cera.
No, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson of Rush. So that's my Canadian connection.
Quite the Canadian connection. It was a little bit disappointing how the two songs I knew were back to back. Bawadaba, Bawadaba, and Cowboy back to back. Just like I guess Cowboy, like Southern rock, hip hop. They call it the first rap country song.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like mixing Run DMC with Lynyrd Skynyrd. It has been said he has. Influenced others who care, like Big and Rich and Jason Aldean.
Makes sense.
Kenny Chesney has covered this song. Kid Rock did it at a halftime show for a Super Bowl. And there was a lawsuit in 2002. It was just filed. I didn't hear what came of it. Probably nothing. That British band Boys Don't Cry said he stole it from them. Their synth pop track, I Want to Be a Cowboy. Huh. Which he used to play as a DJ. Now, I forgot that song existed. No, I remember that song very clearly, but I didn't know what it was. I remembered the lyric, and I don't know if you will remember. I think their song was in 87 or something. And it goes, I wanna be a cowboy, so you can be my cowgirl. Do you know that? Does that ring a bell?
Sort of rings a bell, but I'm not...
I've been singing that line for 30 years. 40 years? 30 odd years. But I didn't know the band. I listened to the rest of the song. I didn't remember the rest of the song, but that bit. But I vaguely remembered the video. I watched it today based on this. But nothing came of that lawsuit. I don't even know if it just dissolved or what. But kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. I'm going to have to look that song up.
I remember it, but yeah.
Yeah.
I am the bull god, not the bullfrog, which is how I've been singing it all week. It was first on a vinyl record, on vinyl in 1993, and they re-recorded it for this. So it had been around for a while. I'm just kind of going through song by song. I was surprised to see Lindsey Buckingham as a writer on this CD, given a writing credit.
Yeah.
For Wasting Time, where they, I forget what Fleetwood Mac song it is. Bum, 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 bum. Do you know what song it is? When I sing it like that, do you know what song it is?
I recognize the song. I don't know the title of the song.
Secondhand News. I think it's Secondhand News.
Yes.
Yes. I really liked this remake of, I really liked this song. Wasting Time might be my favorite if you were to ask what my favorite was.
Okay.
I really like that he rhymed. Why can't I think of this guy's name? Steve Weiserman. Weiserman. Weiserman.
Yes.
With Heineken.
I remember that part of the song.
Very Detroit.
Yes.
Well, not the Heineken, maybe, but.
Weiserman is.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to say, Roving Gangster, Roland had as writing credits the Fat Boys. And I don't know if you remember the Fat Boys from the 80s. They did Wipeout, and they also sang the song The Twist with Chubby Checker.
Okay.
And it went, Chubby Checker and the Fat Boys are doing The Twist, which is why I never forgot their name. And do you know what I really liked? What other song I really liked? Welcome to the Party, Ode to the Old School. I liked that. I liked the vibe of that song. Yes, I'm using vibe again.
Okay.
It did remind me of just a fun party Run DMC type song from the 80s. Maybe not Run DMC, but I've been singing Got One For You in my mind. Got one for you. Just walking down the halls at school, just singing that part in my head. You can come in at any time. If
no,
you
no,
add
you're
anything.
Doing great.
So Only God Knows When? Why? Only God Knows Why.
Mm-hmm.
Do I remember this song? Do you think? I'm not sure. The video, though, it I guess one of the, there's a part where he's hit in the head with a full wine bottle. His family's in this. So is Mark McGrath. McGrath from Sugar Ray. He's in this video. McGrath. I know it's spelled McGrath. I had a teacher, Mr. McGraw, and he spelled it the same way, but I do think it's Mark McGrath. There was a guy, Gibby Haynes from Butthole Surfers. Hank Williams Jr. was in this video. And this song made me see how it was kind of slow country, and you could see where he had that song with Sheryl Crow.
Okay, yeah.
What's the name of that song?
I don't know. It's not on this album, so.
No, it doesn't matter, I guess. It does. Eminem on this album in Fuck Off, but he is not on the clean version of this album.
Oh.
Maybe the song's not.
I've only heard this version, and he took some lyrics from, other songs and put them in this song.
Eminem did?
No, Kid Rock.
Kid Rock?
Yeah, I noticed that there was some doubling up on lyrics.
Oh, okay. I didn't really realize. It ends, the end of the song is actually, I thought it was the beginning of Where You At Rock, but it ends kind of with almost phone calls asking where he is. And that's the end of Fuck Off. And Where You At Rock is the next song. I thought that it was, I didn't know where one song ended until half an hour ago when I kind of listened a little closer. I don't know how I feel about Black Chick, White Guy. I don't feel good about just slut being yelled in the middle of a song. And the voice, I'm pregnant. That was so cringeworthy, that song. I couldn't even.
Okay.
And there was also one lyric I wrote it down. A couple of days ago, I wrote down some lyrics that stuck out to me or made me feel dirty. And I couldn't find what song this was from, but he talks about liking a girl in the high school or something. And I'm like, ooh, that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
But.
So overall, did you like the album?
Yes. I'd get rid of some songs, but, or no, I want to add some songs to my playlist, but not listen to them back to back to back to back.
Okay.
You?
What song are you, like, if you're going to go for a run, which song are you going to listen to?
Oh, I don't know of any. I don't know of any. Actually, the best run song is probably Dawatababa. Dang a dang. That's probably the best run song, but it's not my favorite song.
So I'd say you're pretty glad that I picked this.
I would never listen to it on my own. So yes, it's expanded my mind. I actually want to sit down and read the lyrics because there are some really great, like some great rapping, some great lyrics, which surprised me.
Mm-hmm. There are. I thought overall it was a great album. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely probably going to listen to it again.
Like I said, I want to add it to some playlists, like a song here and there.
Yeah. What song shall we add to our playlist?
Well, that's kind of up to you. I told you what I'd like, which is my favorite is Wasting Time. But what do you, but I think like.
I would put Devil Without a Cause on there.
That.
Because that makes
that
me laugh.
That one lyric that we both love. Yeah. Yeah, I can get behind that in memory of Josie.
Yeah.
Who I may love. Maybe not love, but like who I might find fantastic.
Yeah.
How did it chart?
How did it chart?
Probably really well. Or no, probably all right.
The songs didn't chart the best. Like only one of them charted on the Canadian charts, and that's only God knows why. And that reached number 3 on the rock alternative charts at number 3. But the album charted on Canadian albums and it reached number 11 on the Canadian album charts. And it went four times platinum, so 400 albums sold in Canada. So that's pretty darn good.
It kind of makes sense. It's not radio friendly.
Yeah.
So charting's a little hard, I think.
Yeah.
Which is why we don't, I think just the first song is, first two are the ones we really know. And I did know that other one, Only God Knows. But did you buy it? Did you have it?
I did not own this.
Did any of your friends that you know of? Is it a good video? Oh, sorry. Is it a good video game album?
Yeah, it is. It's good because it's just like it keeps on going and it's sort of up and down. It has some like highs and lows, but even the low spots aren't like bad songs. They're just like a different sound. And he really hit a lot of different sounds on this album, which was nice.
Yeah, I could say that. You could hear like the rap, the country, the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he hit a lot of different genres on one album, which is really nice to see.
I mean, he's still around. I don't know about music-wise, but he's still in the zeitgeist.
Sure.
The word. He's still in the public eye a bit, and yeah.
Yeah. Good for Bob.
Bob. Marrying Pamela Anderson, also good for Bob.
Yes.
They weren't married long.
Good for our podcast.
Yes. Good for him. I don't know about for her.
So we're all glad that we picked it.
We all are. All two of us.
Everybody in this room.
I went in cringing. I still cringed a lot during it. I went in wanting to hate some stuff. I hated some of the lyrics. I hated them. Like, but overall, I give this a thumbs up if we were to be so inclined to give things.
Well, I'm glad you gave it a chance. I'm glad I gave it a chance as well.
I had to for the podcast.
I wasn't sure what I was expecting going into it besides like a couple songs that I knew, but I'm glad we listened to it. I'm really, really happy that we listened to it.
I didn't expect the rap to be so good. I knew kind of the like rock country part persona and how that is, but I didn't expect the rap to be as good as it was in some of the lyrics. And like at one point he's like brought up Ginsu knives and just... Oh, he did my favorite thing in Fuck Off. He mentions that it's 1998. And I love when bands mention the year because it dates it. It takes about 2 years before that's now.
Yes.
Like it's old. Like that's
Yeah, so that's about all I have. Tune in Friday for our single, which is...
Tammy Wynette and JKL, Justified and Ancient.
Yes. I've watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it Friday.
We'll talk about it.
Or Saturday.
It's been hard not to talk about this album all week.
Yes, it has been. But next week we're going to be doing Violator. Violator by Depeche Mode. We have some special guests. Frank and Vanda are back.
Welcome back.
I didn't know what to expect with Violator. I personally thought Violator was 1980s. Or sorry, Depeche Mode was 1980s. Yep. So
we'll find out about it.
Find out more next week.
Yeah. And
keep on listening.